Good morning. Welcome to the worship service for those that are in the sanctuary, for those that are online, as we continue to celebrate and know the love and grace that God provides for us this day. I'm Pastor Craig Larson. Pastor Mike Sager is actually at an ELCA conference, so he's not going to be here this morning. During the hymn, if you would so like to leave, you sure could. You know, for those that are disappointed that he's not here. No. If you all left, I'd go, ooh, no. But we get a chance this day again to celebrate. I'm so glad the choir's here so that the lopsidedness is just a little bit off. You know, it's so much fun that we all sit in the same spots, and I love it because then I take roll. No, no. But as we continue, did you know that at Desert Hills we celebrate and we make
disciples.
Who? It is truly one of those great mantras that continues to take and know and believe that we have in our hearts as we continue to take and celebrate and know the risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Just a couple of announcements. Yeah, we've got, it's going to be a week. We have a celebration of life for Kathy Odie on Tuesday, May 9th at 11. We have a celebration of life for Joe Hunt on Thursday, May 11th at 10 a.m. We have a celebration of life for Bob Brunke on Saturday at 10 a.m. We ask that you continue to keep these folks and their families in your prayers. If you're able to attend the services, please do so. But just remember that wonderful gift of prayer that we're able to offer for the families to know that we do celebrate a God that continues to take and is part of our life and, yes, has conquered the grave. We also, on the first weekend of every month, we are collecting for the food drive, and the pins are in the hallway. To note also that new member classes will be beginning on Thursday, May 18th. And listen closely. They're going to start at 6 in the evening. That's to allow for those who are not able to do the new members classes during the day because of a variety of things. So Mike is going to be offering that new members class in the evening. I believe that is the announcements for this morning. Let's begin our worship with a time of prayer. Almighty God, we thank you that you have called and you have gathered us here this morning on this beautiful day that you have created. We pray for those who are also viewing online that this service will be that time where we are able to be reminded of the love, the grace, the care, and the forgiveness that we receive because of and through your blessed Son. God, as we continue to have and celebrate this worship, may you always know our praise and our thanksgiving as we bring them to you out of a sense of response for you, O Lord, coming into our lives. We do all of these things because of and through your blessed Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please stand together as we sing our opening hymn.
Thank you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Most merciful God, we confess that we are in bondage to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. To those who believe in Jesus Christ, he gives the power to become the children of God and bestows on them the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
This is the feast of victory for our God. Hallelujah.
Almighty God, your Son, Jesus Christ, is the way, the truth, and the life. Give us grace to love one another, to follow in the way of his commandments, and to share his risen life with all the world. For he lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Today's first scripture reading is from the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 1 through 7. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
White enough, the shadow of the floor.
Today's second scripture reading is a continuation of the Gospel of John, chapter 14. Philip said, "Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus answered, "Don't you know me, Philip, even after I have been among you such a long time? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it." The Gospel of the Lord.
O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of each heart here this morning and online be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, we do pray. Amen. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and our Savior Jesus, who is the Christ, the risen Son of God. Amen. What do you worry about? None of you worry about a darn thing, do you? You are walking through life on just that cloud of going, "Oh." And yesterday I said that word about don't worry, and a gal right up here said, "Be happy." No, and I did one of those moments of where, you know, and it threw me just that split second, and I thought, that's exactly what God is trying to get through to us. Don't worry. And he wants that so much for our life, that he's trying to do absolutely everything to help us to realize that promise. But sometimes it really, really has to be continually be said over and over and over again for us to really capture that. You already know I'm a little off center, a little bit. And so what I'm about to say is figure out that this really did make sense to me at the time. Several years ago, on a business card, I wrote out something and I stuck it in my Bible. It's one of those things where you know, you stick things in the Bible and you know that God's going to basically show them to you in the right time where you need it. Well, on that business card, listen closely. Yeah, I know. Listen closely. Why pray when you can worry? Why pray when you can worry? Sometimes we need that little reminder of what we are to do for God and do for ourselves in that relationship that God has created in and amongst and around us. Well, today we get to have that kind of a scripture. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. You have heard that same passage of scripture over and over again. Over the years, I have used that just about every funeral that I've done because it allows us to be comforted in that knowledge that God is the one who continually we have our trust in. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in me. Believe in me, Jesus is saying. One of the things that I was trying to remember as I prepared for the sermon this week is when was the last time that I had actually preached this? And not at a funeral. And I had to really think, because I know it's happened. I really do. But it's one of those things where I don't hear it as much. And so today we get a chance to hear this scripture, not in the context of where we've usually heard it. For we get a chance to hear the disciples trying to figure out, and Jesus trying to tell them, "Don't worry, I've got things under control. I've even got that death thing under control. I'm going to prepare a place for you.
Don't worry. Don't worry, because remember, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Believe in me. Believe in that promise. And you have seen the Father. And Jesus goes, how great that is to have seen the Father. And we think about that. And we think about that idea of going, the description that Philip gives to him and says, when have we seen the Father? There's a reason why we call Jesus Lord. It's because of his patience. I can just see him looking to Philip and going, really, Philip? You say you haven't seen the Father? You haven't seen the great God? Have you not been with me all this time and you haven't figured out that me and God are one? That I'm the one that's able to take and reveal God's promise and presence? And yes, Philip, I know that the great God of the universe is a little bit hard to understand. But Philip, you can see me, right? You can believe in me, right? You can believe in the things that you've seen, the miracles, the teachings that has been accomplished and done in this time of life. You've seen that, haven't you, Philip? And here's the thing. I am with you always. Through the struggles, through the anxieties, through the understandings of this world, through the ups and the downs, through the deaths and through the births, I have been with you. And guess what, Philip? I have been with you, and you know what's going to happen? I'm leaving. What? He sets them up so well. Philip, yes, guess what? You're going to know who I am. I've revealed myself to you. I am the Son of God. I've done all these things. You've got all this evidence around you about truly that I am that Son of God. And by the way, you're going to have to do this on your own. Because I'm not going to be here. And then Jesus says, he says, and when I'm gone, you're going to do greater things than when I was here. That one this week took a little bit of thought. I was trying to think about what and how that could be, because I would certainly think that in the presence of Jesus, in the presence of our Lord, that truly great things could happen and great things be accomplished. How could Jesus say, hey, when I'm out of here, it's going to be better? And then it came to me, and I always thank God for those nice little inspirations, those nice little spirit things that says, yes, Craig, I know you're going to have to do a sermon. Tell you what, I'll give you this one. And I go, thank you. Here's where I came up with, okay? Or God gave me and we kind of worked it out. Think about my dad actually taught me how to change a tire. You know, literally, and this was the, Jiminy, I forget who I'm talking to. You know the bumper jacks that you prayed to God that it wouldn't slip off and kill you? Excuse me, in a loving, caring, compassionate way. And literally, you're up there, and it's going, he shows, yep, do this, undo this, and do that. And I'm going, okay. And so you turn and get those lug nuts all on tight. You bring down the bumper, and you just worry for that next mile or two that you tightened them well enough. You know, that whole feeling. And I'm going, okay. Oh. And so, yep, the tire's staying on. And that feeling of, oh, I did it. You taught me, and I showed. And it was one of those experiences. Well, then years later, it became no big deal to change a tire because you knew it. And you knew that knowledge so much that you didn't worry as much about keeping those lug nuts tight. And I thought about that other aspect of that, of going, think about learning to cook. That first time of literally trying these things together and putting things together and going, oh man, I don't know if this is edible. But in my case, mom kind of let us cook. We watched, we saw, we experienced. And it was one of those things that mom was teaching us and knowing us that someday you're going to have to cook for yourself. And so you better know how. One of the things that I so appreciate is that ability to show and to teach. My daughter is doing really well with the grandkids. I really think one of our earliest pictures is about when one of our granddaughters was 2.5, 3, and my daughter has her stirring stuff on the stove. The 4-year-old now is doing the same thing, and I know she's been watching her sister. But that ability to take and do things, to do things with the promise of knowing that the expanded life that God has provided, because his son is continually being with us, cheering us on. You hear the words from Philip, anything you ask, remember, I'm right there with you. I am right there in that promise that you continue to take and are important to me. But we are human. That idea about worry seems to be part of who we are. And as much as we know rationally how goofy it is to worry because we know God somehow has worked it out, we still like to. And one of the things that happens, and you've had this experience, of you start to worry. And you start to get into a cycle where you cannot think of anything else. And it suddenly puts you in chains where you can't even get out of that mode, that circular mode. And that's when you need to hear that word that Jesus gives to us today. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. Because I am here. I have experienced this world. I have experienced the cross. I have experienced the resurrection. I am with you and will give you the strength, the words, the promise that you need for this moment, for this day. So if you would like to dig just a little bit deeper, you know what's going to be up there, don't you? What worry can you let Jesus take care of today? Which one? Maybe not all of them, but which one? And then guess what? He's going to take care of another one, and another one, and another. Till you suddenly understand that relationship that God is trying to have always with us when he says those confident words, let not your hearts be troubled. Because when you've got troubled hearts, it's hard to hear how much love God has for you. May you always know that. We're not going to get rid of our worries, but maybe, just maybe, they might be just a little bit softer in volume than we want to give them credit for. Amen. Almighty God, continue to fill us with your promise. Help us, Lord, in those times where it seems like all we do is worry. Help us to know and have the confidence to know that you are right there in the midst of us in our lives, and you care about the concerns that we are concerned about. Help us, Lord, to remember to pray, to bring them to you, and to hear how you respond, and how hear how you continue to reach out your caring, loving arms and touch us for that moment of peace. In your name we pray. Amen. We continue our worship.
Jesus,
together, let us affirm our faith with the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son together, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We will now have the collection of offerings. In preparation of our prayers, we hear words from Psalm 62. Yes, my soul, find rest in God. My hope comes from him. Truly, he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to him, for our God is our refuge. Let us pray. Almighty God, we come this day to give you our thanks, prayers, and gifts of time, talent, and treasure for your mission in the world to bring good news, help, and hope for all people. God of new life, bring us hope. We remember those who have recently died, including Holly Easley, Vicky Marr, Cindy Saunders, Joanne Franson, Joe Hunt, and Bob Brunke. Oh God, receive them into the arms of your mercy and everlasting peace. And may the truth and promise of God's resurrection bring comfort and hope to their families and friends who grieve. God of new life, bring us hope. New to our prayer list is Sheila Bozeman, Penny Mahmood, and Steve Franz. Leaving the prayer list with thanksgiving for healing is Al Caswell. We take time now to silently pray for those who remain on our prayer list, as well as for others in our hearts and for situations in our lives. God of new life, bring us hope. Oh God, your Son remained with his disciples after his resurrection, teaching them to love all people as neighbors. As his disciples in this age, we offer our prayers on behalf of the world in which we are privileged to live and our neighbors with whom we share it. God of new life, bring us hope. Risen Christ, assure our troubled hearts that you have gone to prepare a place for us, so that where you are, we may be also. You alone are the way, the truth, and the life, by whom the Father comes to us, so that through you, we see him and know him. God of new life, bring us hope. Lord, we pray for the victims of violence in Allen, Texas, and for their community, as well as for all people of the world who are the victims of accident, war, disease, violence, greed, and natural disasters. We pray for hope, and we pray for peace in Ukraine, Sudan, and all other countries torn apart by senseless violence. God of new life, bring us hope. Loving God, you nurture your church so that it is a place where your presence is experienced and shared, empowering us to be a blessing to others. Feed those who are hungry, reassure those who are despairing, and accompany all who are in need. Rain down the true bread from heaven that gives life to the world. God of new life, bring us hope. Rejoicing in the victory of Christ's resurrection, we lift our prayers and praise to you, Almighty and eternal God. Through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord, amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also
up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right and salutary that we should at all times and all places offer thanks and praise to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and ever-living God. But chiefly we are bound to praise you for the glorious resurrection of our Lord, for he is the new Passover Lamb who gave himself to take away our sin, who by his death has destroyed death, and by his rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with the Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with all the angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Please stand. We hear the promise of the God here in our sanctuary and here online. Hear these words: in the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread. And when he'd given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup. And when he'd given thanks, he gave it to all to drink, saying, "Take and drink, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you and for all people. For the forgiveness of sin, do this in the remembrance of me." We pray together the prayer which our Lord taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated. As those who are online and at home take the bread, break it, for Christ's body is broken for you. Hear again that promise in taking the cup. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. God continues to repair this place and for this meal. Note that the dark color is wine. The light color is grape juice. We've got gluten-free. If that's something that you need, come, for all is ready. Thank you. God gives us the promise of his presence in the body and blood of our Lord Savior Jesus Christ, and giving us the confidence to again be reminded that he is with us, and help us not to worry but believe in him. Hear the blessing this day. And now may the God of peace, who raised from the dead our Lord Jesus, provide us with every good thing we need in order to do his will. May the blessing of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with us now and forever. Amen. We stand as we sing our closing hymn.
Go in peace as witnesses of the risen Lord. In the name of Christ, amen.